This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Roger Snodgrass Memorial on Saturday, August 1st in Albuquerque. Roger Kent Snodgrass passed peacefully in his sleep very early on Saturday, July 18th, with his partner Myra at his side. Roger was a great friend and colleague of CCNS. We met Roger when he was a reporter, then assistant editor, and finally the editor of the Los Alamos Monitor. We had mutual respect for the work we did to inform the public about Los Alamos National Laboratory LANL operations and impacts on communities, land-based peoples, and the environment. Roger understood that establishing connections between sources and the general public was necessary to provide the people with information and the latest news. We shared information about LANL plans for expanded operations, including fabricating plutonium pits or the triggers for nuclear weapons, increasing its water usage, and its snail pace in the cleanup of radioactive toxic and hazardous waste that was buried in volcanic tuff in unlined pits, trenches, and shafts above the sole source drinking water aquifer. At public meetings, Roger was always a friendly face, with excellent questions about LANL plans, current events, and the ongoing challenges of keeping track of changes in LANL management and staff. Roger grew up in New Mexico and graduated from Alamogordo High School. He graduated Phi Beta Kappa with a Bachelor of Arts in English from George Washington University, and then studied English literature for a year at Harvard University. From 2000 to 2010, and again in 2015, Roger worked for the Los Alamos Monitor newspaper. Katie Corcus, a colleague at the Los Alamos Monitor, described the uniqueness of Roger's work, quote, "One of the traits that made him able to be such a good reporter, beyond his really beautiful writing, was that he developed friendships and created networks among a wide range of people, so that he always had someone to turn to for a well-reasoned position on any topic," end quote. CCNS staff and board members participated in some of Roger's wide range of networks. CCNS is grateful to Greg Milo and Trish Williams Milo for taking Roger into their home when a diagnosis of pancreatic cancer changed his life. Greg and Trish helped Roger plan and make the move to Brookdale, Valencia. A memorial service for Roger will be held on Saturday, August 1st at 1:30 p.m. in the Brookdale Independent Living Center at 300 Valencia Drive Southeast in Albuquerque, New Mexico. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.